Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. I'm joined over the phone by Linda Benkin at the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Rob.
And Linda, you have some kind of exciting news for people who like to eat fish in Sitka. Tell me what's going on.
Well, we do. So we have run a community supported fisheries program here in Sitka for 6 years where people buy a subscription and get fish from us, locally caught and processed fish every month. And we have that program going again this year, but we also have started a seafood donation program for families in need, where we are accepting donations just to cover the cost of processing and distributing fish using COVID-safe protocols. And we are working with the Southeast Sustainable Partnership Mutual Aid Program to identify families in need and then providing that donated seafood to families who could use some good healthy food in the freezer to help them get through this time.
Okay, so this is sort of an arm of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. It's Alaskans' own. It's your community supported fishery, your CSF, and it's a donation program. And you're looking to donate seafood to families, but you're also accepting donations from the fleet, correct?
Yes, there's all different ways people can engage with the program. People can make a monetary donation through a button on our Alaskan's Own website that will cover the costs of getting seafood to families in need. Fishermen can donate fish through the local processors to go into this program, and families can also reach out to us or reach out to the mutual aid program to identify themselves as needing some good healthy seafood.
And is there any kind of means test, or is this just kind of an honor system? If you are having trouble getting groceries on the table and would like some seafood, you just apply. Is anybody going to require you to fill out any paperwork or anything?
No, this is a self-identification honor system that has been run through the mutual aid program. We will be taking fish also to SAFE, to the Sitkans Against Family Violence shelter, to meet needs there. And we will also look for other people to reach out also on the honor system to let us know where there might be some need in the community.
Linda, I know that the longline season opened up in March, and I think the fleet was a little less than enthusiastic about the prices that they were getting early on. Is it going to be a challenge to get boats to part with some of this fish for this program, or is there just a general feeling that we're kind of all in this together and prices be damned, we're going to help people in Sitka? What's the feeling?
Well, I think you're right. It's a tough season. Prices are down 35% to 40% for sable fish and halibut for various reasons. But big driver of that, of course, is the closure of restaurants and the collapse of the fresh market, which really is the market that drives the higher prices, particularly for halibut. And a lot of concern about how the season will progress and commitment to trying to keep the remote communities healthy and the processing sector healthy and operating, because without them, we can't fish. We don't have a place to sell fish. But I think there's also recognition that there's people across the state that are experiencing hardship, and where we can help here in the community with seafood, a lot of willingness from fishermen to do what they can. We'll be relying on fish that is donated, maybe rockfish or incidental catch that comes in. I will probably be a big part of what's donated, but also open to fishermen wanting to make other contributions over the course of the season.
It's interesting to me, Linda, that you and Alpha advocate at the highest levels of policy in the country. You're constantly dealing with the delegation and so on, and yet here you guys are turning around and doing something at literally the most sort of grassroots level in Sitka, people in need during a crisis. It's really kind of interesting that the breadth of interest of Alpha is interesting to me at this time.
I think we never lose track of how important community is to our fleet and to our industry and to our organization. And while Sitka does work at the, or well, Alpha does work at the national level, we have our roots here in Sitka. And it's already clear that there are families in need here. And quite likely, we're closer to the beginning of this pandemic than the end. And it just seems important to have in place systems to help people who are our neighbors right here in the community, especially when if you have a boat and you fish, you generally have access to some really good seafood, but being quite aware that that's not so easy for a lot of people in this community, you don't have the same access.
Right. And you've already moved beyond the idea stage here. You're doing a delivery this week to 12 families through Sitka Mutual Aid. Is that right?
We hope to. We have enough donations in on the funding side for fish to 12 families, and we have so far enough fish available for a little over half that, but hoping by Thursday we can match the two up.
Okay, and if I wanted to make a cash donation to this program, is the money going to compensate? Is the money going to buy fish from the processors, or is it going to support the logistics of the program? What's the difference between giving cash as an individual and giving seafood as a fisherman?
So the money will go right now to cover the cost of processing at Seafood Producers Cooperative. We hope to bring other processors in as well, and then the cost of processing the payments and funding the delivery system. So just to cover costs of the logistics rather than of the seafood itself.
Okay, yeah, to make it a break-even proposition for the plants anyway.
That's right. And the button for contributing is on the Alaskans' own website.
Okay, yeah, let's one more time, Linda, tell me how do I access this program, and does it have a name yet?
Well, we should come up with a name, but I think right now we're calling it a seafood donation program. And people can find the button to make the donation on the Alaskan's Own website.
Okay, and that's alaskansown.org.
Yes.
What is it? Okay.
And people can also access that Alaskan's Own by going through the Alpha website, but I think always the easiest for people is just to Google alaskansown.org and it'll take you there.
Okay, and we'll put a link on the kcaw.org website as well to steer people there as well.
That would be great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Linda, for taking the time to talk about this with me this morning.
Thanks for covering it. Really appreciate it.
Linda Behnken is the executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. We've been talking about Alpha's and Alaskan's Own new seafood donation program.